What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What's your Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Really enjoying watching the end of this Switzerland-Serbia match where it does not appear as if they're friends, but there's a lot of close talking and hand gesturing and bumping of chests and no real fighting taking place. So, Dan, this game has just come to an end. So what does it mean? Give me the what it actually means for that.
So Switzerland has topped Serbia 3-2, and that means Switzerland will advance to the knockout stage with that result. Now, earlier, Brazil had they've already advanced, so their match against Cameroon today didn't mean anything to them. Cameroon did score a goal late, but Brazil will end up winning the group. Switzerland will be in second, and Brazil and Switzerland will now move on as group play in the World Cup is now complete.
Okay, so the most surprising teams to not advance are Germany and Serbia, correct?
Belgium.
Belgium as well?
Yes, Belgium would be, yes. In this one, I don't think, I think that Switzerland, I believe Switzerland was ranked higher than Serbia. Don't quote me on that, but so I don't think it's as much of a surprise, but Germany and Belgium were the two big ones.
Germany and Belgium are home. If we win...
Uruguay, like, too, is another one where people thought maybe South Korea ended up advancing today.
So South Korea, Japan, and probably... South Korea and Japan... And what, Senegal are the most surprising? Is that?
I think Morocco. I believe
Morocco. Yeah,
yeah. In that group, okay. I'm bringing up the rankings just as we speak. But okay. So yeah, Belgium was ranked second heading into the World Cup. Yes, yeah. And then Germany was 11th. Uruguay was 14th. Yeah, Switzerland was ranked 15th, so they were Serbia was ranked 21st coming into this World Cup.
Where was Senegal ranked?
18th.
Okay. So Ecuador and Qatar not making it. That's a fairly light bracket for them. England, U.S., Wales, I guess, is kind of the surprising one, but whatever.
Australia advancing as well.
Is a surprise.
Yes.
And Denmark, that's the Denmark not advancing. That's the surprising one out of that one.
It's
France, Australia, Tunisia,
yeah,
Denmark.
Denmark was ranked 10th in the world.
Okay. And then Japan and Spain, Germany going home is the surprise. I know this German team wasn't ranked nearly as highly as previous teams. Morocco, Croatia, Belgium's the surprise. Brazil, Switzerland, I would say Serbia is probably a little surprising. And then you point out Uruguay.
Yeah, what is also, I guess, interesting as part of this, and with the Group E and Group Fs, with Morocco and Croatia 1-2 in Group F, and Japan and Spain, what it didn't do is if Spain would have won Group E, they would have had Spain in the round of 16. So like those two upsets in those groups actually will not translate as much into the bracket, if that makes sense, because you have your group winners against your second place team from the other group. And if there would have been one thing that would have held true, like Spain or, you know, let's say Croatia, then you would have had a interesting matchup in the round of 16, but instead Croatia ends up facing Japan and Spain ends up facing Morocco in the bracket.
Okay. Of the matchups in the round of 16, right? I feel like ours is like the most likely competitive. Is that fair? I mean, I don't know how good Poland is. Morocco is with Spain. And of course, Portugal gets Switzerland here. Like it does, it feels like the of the marquee matchups.
Yes, I would agree with that.
We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So yesterday we mentioned that it was like the bat signal went out. Suddenly, a week-old story about Jerry Jones and a picture of him 65 years ago when Little Rock schools were integrated. LeBron said, hey, how come you guys haven't asked me about this? It's been been a week. Of course, I'm not sure everybody thought they had to ask him, especially when he has the ability to get out his own message on his own social media platform. That said, all of that triggered this Q&A where Dak Prescott had to answer for his owner. Here's Dak's response.
Whether LeBron's talking about the picture, I mean, I think that's on Jerry to address, right? I mean, in the same sense, it's 65 years ago and how times have changed. I mean, look at the man's resume since then, right? And as I said, I give grace. And I think that's a conversation and a question not only for him, but for you guys and how y'all feel, how accountable y'all have been and covering and discussing the disparities and differences in race. So, as I said, I'm here for growth and giving grace and trying to make this world a better place. And that's who I am at my core and all I believe in. And, unfortunate things come up from the past, pictures, and they show how far we've come, but in the reminder of how short of a time that was ago in the same sense. It wasn't that long ago that we were all sitting on different sides and that we weren't together. But as I said, I wouldn't be here if it was still that way. So I believe in grace and change. And those are questions for Jerry and for y'all, honestly, that I don't have quite the answers for.
Okay. I mean, I think there's a lot of word salad to it, but there's some substance to it. Anywhere he says, like, I don't know, it's like it's a long time ago. We're all capable of growth and change. Jerry's got to answer. He already has. I'm sure he'll probably have to offer up even more answers or whatever. And we kind of move forward. I don't know. Like so many things, Dak handled it aplomb. But I continue to point out that one of his thoughts of, hey, it was 65 years ago and the guy has a resume of it. I mean, it's basically that's the opposite of what that piece. Yeah, sure. He's had plenty of coaches that are black and players that are black, but coordinators and head coaches he hasn't. So because of this picture 65 years ago, it proves that he has racial biases in him, right? That's the takeaway. And I think that Dak kind of labeled it as like it's kind of unfair when you see how that's how it was, but not how it is. What do you think, Byer? What do you think to his response?
Time.
Oh, sorry. Byer's working on something else. Jay Stu?
I mean, I like the kind of the macro level of this whole thing is that since everything came out over the Thanksgiving weekend with Jerry Jones responding to the piece and then them doing a follow-up piece about minority hiring and quoting him in that, it all had kind of gone away. And then somebody in LeBron's camp or what have you, like, put a bug in his ear. Let's bring attention to this and somehow compare it to the Kyrie Irving thing and imply some kind of hypocrisy. And then, of course, the next day, the quarterback of the Cowboys has to answer a question from an owner that's given him a whole lot. And it's just, it's awkward, which I usually like when people are put in awkward spots. But this just seems kind of gratuitous, and I don't know what the end game is for LeBron and his messaging here.
I think that's the problem with all of it. I would say the end game is there's a, hey, Jerry Jones hasn't hired a black coach, so he's got to hire a black coordinator in the offseason. You know, this when they're having an incredibly successful year. I don't know. It's there's a lot of it which strikes as odd, right? The timing of the piece being released, I don't know. Here's the irony to it. It's like taking out of account the fact that, and this is what Dak I think understands. Like, look, anybody else likely would have turned to Romo. I actually said that rookie year when Romo came back, he should have gone back to Romo because Romo's way more experienced. Like, Tony Romo's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott, in my opinion. But Dak had played so well and had such the backing of the locker room that Romo. So we do this thing where we're judging, like, I mean, this is the part that's bothersome is we act like there's some mass racial conspiracy to keep people down. And yet, on the other hand, we know that sports is a completely bottom line business. Why would you, if it's a bottom line business, why would you not hire? Remember, if you hire a black coach, you're going to be celebrated. If you and if the idea of hiring somebody simply because of race, is the answer to it. Like, I don't get it. I didn't like the Mike McCarthy hiring. But what were your options? You had a ready-made team. You didn't have a team where you could go to somebody who was inexperienced. You know, and oftentimes you hire the opposite of what you had before. I do think things eventually will change, and I think you'll see a greater influx. But I would also point out that coaching is much more of a real world. You don't have the percentage of – it's like people always say, well, like the NFL is half black anyway, so the coaching staff should be. It's like, no, not necessarily. Like, in society, what are we? We're 13% black? I mean, honestly, if you really want to get down to it, Asians and Hispanics are the most are the ones who are discriminated against the most statistically in their lack of opportunities in the exact same profession, right? So I don't know. Like, I think it's a lot to do about nothing. I didn't know about it. And yes, Jerry Jones, absolutely. Answer the questions about it. But making the correlation of that picture means that Jerry Jones, in a bottom line business, like I said this, I think I said it in the pod yesterday, right? Right, Jay Stu?
It was like, a lot in the pod, yeah.
Okay. So here's what you're having people say. Jerry Jones, who has... like, he supported player after player after player, not because he likes him. Right? He didn't hire Greg Hardy because he liked Greg Hardy. He believed in Greg Hardy because Greg Hardy can tackle quarterback. In other words, Jerry Jones just wants to win. He's made it very well known. I just want to win one more Super Bowl before I die. He's 80 years old. So we think a guy who's 80 years old, who two of his biggest business partners post their careers, Emmitt Smith, okay, and Darren Woodson. Those are two guys who you can ask. They're in business with Jerry, and they're incredibly successful business partners with him. But so you mean to tell me that all Jerry Jones wants to do is win, and yet because 65 years ago he was at this moment and a photo was taken, that means that's why he hasn't hired a black head coach or enough black offensive or defensive coordinators? Like, that's such an incredible leap, and it defies logic. If the logic is, like, Jerry Jones just wants to win. So you mean to tell me Jerry Jones is saying, I want to win. All I want to win is a Super Bowl, but I only really want to do it with white coaches. That's like laughable to me. I don't know. Jay Stu, what are your thoughts maybe on our... Dak talked about how we cover it. How are we supposed to cover it any differently?
Well, that's kind of funny that in that LeBron James... I guess you would say, asked a question to the reporters, why you haven't asked me this yet. And then he said, I'm not going to take questions. What I want to say, but you're not going to be able to respond, which tells me that it was kind of rhetorical. Like, this is the way that I'm going to choose to get my message out here, by kind of blaming you when I just want to get a message out. Now, and that's what kind of Dak's referring to, somehow looking us to be accountable, or the media, the reporters to be accountable. It's an unfair aspect of the whole way LeBron handled that whole thing. But I think that those are my thoughts.
Right. I mean, he's saying, why haven't you asked me, when, like, if you have a feeling of a team, you're allowed to. I mean, that's the whole use of social media. Oh, you asked me about Kyrie, like, who many believe is going to end up playing in your team again. Like, we all know the differences.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Any first responder will tell you, never try and beat a train after braking. It can take up to a mile for a train to come to complete stop. When you come to a rail crossing stop, trains can't, paid for by NHTSA. Ross Tucker has a big-time podcast. It's called the Ross Tucker Podcast, and he's also a DraftKings NFL analyst. Ross, we've heard lots of explanations on what's wrong with New England's offense, and there's yelling and screaming on the sidelines. Let's just start with Mac Jones. Is he the guy if they fix the play calling?
You know what's wild, Doug? I mean, I was there in 05 and 06, and I don't mean to be that guy that's like, that would never happen, you know, when I was there, but it's just crazy as a former Patriot to see Mac Jones yelling. He said it wasn't at Patricia, it was just at everybody.
Yeah.
And I know Brady definitely yelled at everybody, but certainly felt like he was yelling at Matt Patricia. And then after the game, Kendrick Bourne says that, you know, they've got some issues schematically on third down. I mean, Doug, I don't know, especially Kendrick Bourne has a lot more job security than I think he thinks he has, or the opposite of that. I'm like amazed that these guys are saying some of the things they're saying. You just didn't ever see stuff like this before from New England, where guys were seeming, and Brady, I think, is a little bit of a different category. I mean, this is Mac Jones' second year. So to answer your question, I saw enough last year from Mac Jones to feel really good about him being a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's not the first guy that didn't play as well his second year as he did his first year, but also they're not putting him in as good a position to succeed. And, you know, I had heard rumors about this. All training camp we were hearing about this, right? I mean, all training camp,
yep,
all preseason. We were all asking, wait a minute, really? It's going to be Patricia or Joe Judge, really? And then during training camp, it was a disaster, and they couldn't move the ball at all against their own defense, and they looked terrible, and here we are. It still looks that way. So it's one of those where they keep telling you it'll be okay, it'll be okay. It's not okay. They're not going to make the playoffs, and their offense is the reason.
All right. Well, let's go around with some of the other quarterback teams with quarterback issues. If you're the Arizona Cardinals, talk about schematics. Your quarterback calls out the schematics of what you're doing. That's the head coach. But all have gotten extensions. What do you do if you're Arizona?
Yeah, there's a bunch of teams, actually, Doug. Arizona, Denver, to some extent Green Bay, that they're kind of stuck. I mean, Denver's going to get a new head coach, but I don't know how much of a difference that's going to make. I mean, the thing that always made Russell Wilson was his ability to make second reaction plays, right? Like, he doesn't throw it right away. He runs around. I mean, I've always been amazed at how often Russell Wilson could run around and couldn't even touch him. That's over, though. Like, that doesn't happen really anymore. And I don't know what a new coach is going to come in and fix that. I mean, what's the new coach going to come in and say, hey, Russell, go do the second reaction things that you used to do in Seattle. And with his contract, they're kind of stuck. I feel the same way in Arizona. I mean, if they move on from anyone, they'll move on from Kingsbury. But, I mean, Kingsbury is the guy that, when they hired him, said, yeah, Josh Rosen's not the guy. Trust me, it's Kyler Murray. I tried to recruit him for 4 years at Texas Tech. He's like the most uniquely talented quarterback ever. Cliff Kingsbury is like the charter member of the Kyler Murray fan club. So if he can't make it work with him, I don't really know who's gonna. I'm sure they'll fire, you know, my guess is they'll fire a couple assistant coaches to the fans and the media that they're doing something. And then Kingsbury will go into next year on a super hot seat. And if things don't go well the first half of the season, he'll be gone. But again, they're kind of stuck with each other, and some of these organizations need to decide just how much money they're willing to eat. And I don't know why, whether it's college football or the NFL, I don't really understand, Doug, why so many of these places are in such a hurry to give these guys extensions. Like, coaches never make it to free agency. What is your hurry? You think he's gonna wait? These college coaches are gonna wait 5 more years? And I'm always confused by that.
Ross Tucker joining us. You can listen to him on the Ross Tucker podcast. Covers all the National Football League, college football as well. Okay, let me work around the league a little bit here. Tom Brady, kind of interesting. You know, his coach says, you know, he didn't want him necessarily call a timeout, throw the ball on third down because he might throw an interception. We're talking about Tom Brady. Doesn't look like he's having a good time, but he's also a super competitive dude. Do you think he goes out like this?
You know, I've kind of given up trying to figure out what he was going to do. I'm like sad for him. You know, I mean, we were teammates for parts of a couple years, and I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously he's got the marital stuff that I guess is now behind him. And I mean, even if he had just retired after last year, Doug, he would have had like the perfect career. You know, I think he led the NFL in passing yards last year. Like, it would have been like, okay, they didn't win the Super Bowl again, but man, the guy went out still the best. He's not playing as well. They don't look good. Todd Bowles' explanation made no sense. I don't know. There's increasing chatter, which I tend to understand, especially now that there's not this force compelling him to retire, which presumably was Gisele Bündchen, that Brady's going to leave and go somewhere else and try to win somewhere else, which I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know why
San Francisco?
He wants to keep doing this. What's that?
Raiders?
Yes, San Francisco is possible.
Raiders?
People have said New England.
Yeah.
People say go back to New England. Raiders possible. I mean, all of those are possible at this point. I don't really understand why he wants to keep doing this, but I guess, you know, that's why he's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I will say this. My daughters are 9 and 10, and every year Brady plays, it makes me cool for another school year because, you know, their daddy played with Tom Brady. So I hope he plays like 8 more years. I hope he gets me through high school because I could still be cool for my daughters through high school if he keeps playing.
Is Tua going to be able to maintain this when we get into these bad weather games against better teams?
That's a good question. And I think the answer is yes. I think, you know, football coaching is so important. And you never want to think that when you're a player because you don't really want to give them the credit when you win because, you know, you want it to be like you. Yeah, we went out there, we kicked their you-know-what. But, man, I mean, the more games I call, college or NFL, or the more I watch, it makes a huge difference. I had 9 coordinators, head coaches, position coaches, even just position coaches, Doug, I'm telling you, in the NFL, can be the difference in the outcome of a game or two. I mean, the variance in O-line coaches that I had during my time, like from the best to the worst, it is significant. And what we're seeing with Tua is the perfect marriage of a really, really good coach who identified really early what Tua was good at and then designed the whole thing, including getting Tyreek Hill in there to allow him to have success. He's good at underneath timing rhythm stuff. Well, then you get receivers that are so fast, nobody wants to play bump and run on them, which means they can run all the underneath stuff without having the timing being disrupted because you're not trying to jam them at the line because you're afraid of getting your you-know-what dusted.
Ross Tucker joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. All right, what about Justin Herbert? They're going to match up a week from Sunday. And Emmanuel Acho said he's a social media quarterback. It didn't mean he's on social media too much. It meant that people love his highlights, whereas there's a lack of substance there. That's why they haven't won. How fair is it that the Chargers' lack of success in getting to the playoffs is on Justin Herbert's plate?
I think it's pretty unfair. I mean, what was it, 2 weeks ago? I was there at SoFi. I called the game against the Chiefs, and Herbert made some incredible throws to get them the touchdown at the end of the game to take the lead. And then the defense just let Mahomes go right through them like Swiss cheese. And by the time Herbert got the ball back, there was barely any time left. I don't think it's all that fair. I mean, the biggest issue for the Chargers still remains the injuries. And nobody wants to hear it, and I get it. You know, there's a lot of injuries in the NFL, but every year, man, I mean, every year it feels like they lose more than their fair share of guys, and that when they have all their guys, they're pretty much as good as anybody.
Completely and totally agree with you. Completely and totally agree with you. If you're the Cowboys, do you add Odell Beckham Jr.? Considering, look, he's a talent, but no one's seen him play off the ACL, and it's not like he's not going to want the ball, and they got plenty of other dudes who want the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to. I can't ever remember an NFL team doing this, Doug. I mean, it's been a full court press for him publicly in the media for, like, the whole season, which, like, to me, on some level, I guess CeeDee Lamb, it probably doesn't bother him that much, or maybe it doesn't bother Gallup. But what about, like, Noah Brown or the other receivers for the Cowboys? Like, I'm just telling you, if the whole season they kept saying, gosh, we want this lineman so bad, we need this lineman, we got to get this lineman, I'd be like, yo, how about shutting the you-know-what up? I mean, I just think it's wild that they've taken this approach, but I don't think they want to pay him what other teams are going to be willing to pay him. So they literally developed a strategy to, like, hey, let's just kill him with marketing. The guy cares a lot about marketing. You know, he's doing all these free agent visits. It feels like this whole season has been like a publicity stunt for him. So let's feed into that, feed into his endorsement money or off-the-field, you know, view rating, and let's do it. I do think they could use one more guy. I mean, I think, you know, their tight ends are good. CeeDee Lamb's good. But when you look at, like, the Niners or the Vikings or the Eagles, the Cowboys are probably there with them. But if Odell could just make a few plays like he did for the Rams last year, that could be the difference, because I really do think those four, and Odell making a few plays in big games like he did last year, could be the differentiator. You never know. I personally, Doug, think it's going to be the most overhyped, ineffectual signing of our lifetime. I think he's going to do almost nothing, and that this whole thing was a big waste of time and a marketing ploy, and the joke was on us.
Agree with you. Hey, Ross, great stuff filling in at times for the great Dan Patrick. Ross, thanks so much for joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Of course. Thanks, Doug. See you.
All right. Here's the question, guys. The question becomes, I think we sing upcoming next. I think we prepare our singing voices.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from a full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Broadcasting live from the studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Doug Gottlieb.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls on here on Fox Sports Radio. So you get the 5 for 5 picks. You'll hear the 5 NFL picks in the bonus podcast. Bill Krakenberger will join us. He's a professional sports gambler. You hear him on Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM. That's upcoming in the podcast, in the bonus, podcast only, top of the hour. We got the press upcoming as well. But first, we got to sing with our big picks of the weekend. It's called The Gambler.
On a warm summer's eve.
We do warn you, they don't build all those beautiful buildings and casinos in Vegas because everybody's winning money. But that's because everybody ain't listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show, especially our esteemed pick specialist, our semi-professional gambling expert, John Ramos. Ramos, what's your pick of the weekend?
Well, I didn't really see anything that stood out to me, Doug, so I'm just going to play it safe. And you guys may agree with me on this one. So the Browns are on the road playing what we talked about, the Houston Texans. They're not good, right? Texans are not good. Deshaun Watson making his first start against his former team. He's got a lot to prove. Now, the Browns are actually favored in this game by 7. They're going to destroy the Houston Texans. I mean, 7, it shouldn't be like, if it was 21, I'd take the Cleveland Browns. But what I'm going to take the pick is that the over-under, Doug, is like 46. That seems awfully high in this really low NFL season, but I like the over in this game. I like the Browns over the Texans by 46.5 is what it is. So it's gonna take the over and a big win for the Browns against the Texans.
Okay, how about you, Jason Stewart? You got the J Stew team parlay?
The J Stew team parlay. Today, this is a big one. So, with the conference championship games this weekend, Purdue is playing Michigan in the Big Ten Championship. Michigan's laying 16 points. I've got news for Purdue fans. Drew Brees is not walking through that door.
But he is walking, unlike earlier today when there was the fake lightning strike,
yes.
The ad thing. You see that?
Yes, and I got no reaction from either of the three of you to my tweet that this is by far the most interesting thing that Drew Brees has done or said since he stopped playing football.
Agreed.
But anyways, Drew Brees is not walking through that door, and he's not going to catch lightning in a bottle. Michigan's going to cover the 16. Parlay that with LSU getting 17 points in the SEC title game. Michigan to LSU, that's your Jace two-team parlay for the weekend.
Okay, game buyer.
Doug, I don't know if people have realized it. They may have gotten a hint of it on Sunday night, but the Philadelphia Eagles have hit a bit of a road bump in their season. Understandably so, maybe lost some of the momentum of that undefeated season. But anyway, it was bound to catch up with them. And I think it's going to catch up with them on Sunday. The Titans come to town, a Titans team that is not very happy on what happened against the Cincinnati Bengals a week ago at home. I think Philadelphia is still navigating through this bumpy road on their way to the playoffs. Give me the Titans +4.5 against Philadelphia.
Now, is that game in Tennessee?
It's in Philly.
Oh, okay. So it's A.J. Brown's revenge game against Tennessee.
Yes. in front of the home fans.
That's exactly what it is. A.J. Brown revenge game. We all know we got to mark those A.J. Brown revenge games. I'll give you a pick tonight in college basketball. Hey, did you guys know that Baylor is taking on Gonzaga in South Dakota? That's really happening. And it's at the Pentagon, really cool arena, cool complex, where they bring in a couple good big games per year. It should be pointed out that if you pay attention to college basketball, Baylor just got mollywomped by Marquette midweek. And now, end of the week, they got to take on a Gonzaga team. Gonzaga, they lost to Purdue in Vegas, but then they survive Xavier. They're coming back from Portland, where they played in the PK tournament. I like Baylor here, and it's not just that it's a bounce back, but the matchup is completely different. Marquette had them a kind of a jumbled mess, and they couldn't have looked worse. Whereas Gonzaga, though empirically better, they don't pressure you and make you look as erratic as Marquette made them. Styles make the fight. I like Baylor, who's an underdog, to win. Baylor in the money line tonight. That is my gambler pick. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough counting. Everybody now, when the deal is done,
you got no when to hold 'em.
When to hold 'em.
No when to fold 'em.
When to fold 'em.
No when to walk away.
No when to run.
You never count your money.
When you're sitting at the table,
time enough to count.
When the deal is done.
Good luck at the window. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Doug, tell you what, we're getting better at that singing stuff. We got a good little harmony going.
When it comes to the Americans.
No, we don't. I don't have time to play at the coach house this weekend. I don't have time. Sorry, Byer, go ahead.
That's all right. When the Americans take the pitch tomorrow against the Netherlands in the round of 16, they will have Christian Pulisic. He is available, medically cleared from that pelvic injury that he suffered.
Not the balls.
No.
Balls were okay.
I called it the nutcracker, that goal, but apparently that's
said,
not the case.
He said it wasn't the nuts.
Yeah.
Nut crunching time.
May have been Frank, not beans.
The kick in the nuts.
Oh, jeez.
It's the Frank, not the beans.
May have
so
been.
So the question on everyone's lips, how are you not?
May have been, but usually you could say, hey, I got some good news and got some bad news. We don't want anyone to be ill. However, the good news for the U.S. is the Dutch are dealing with the flu. Yes, so the flu could be going through the Netherlands.
You know what they said in Austin Powers? Austin Powers 2 and 3, right? two things I can't handle are people not tolerant of other cultures and the Dutch.
And the Dutch is who the Americans will face tomorrow on Fox. 9 Eastern coverage.
Look at the speed. At 10:00. Wait, he's running to use the commode.
And that's 10:00 sharp, by the way. 10 Eastern time sharp. They're not gonna fool you like the NFL does.
Well, they fooled a lot of people the other day when they were like, yeah, coverage is at 1 Eastern. They're like, yeah, the game was at 2.
Do you think they'd break away from the game to go to like 60 minutes or something like that? Or?
Well, they want you to watch the pregame show. So that's why they say coverage starts at 9 Eastern, match starts at 10, but it's not like one of those where you tune in at the top of the hour and then they, you know, sing the national anthems and everything. No, match is going to start right at the top of the hour.
100%.
Yeah, they will be ready to go.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, LeVar. The Browns, you were mentioning in that Deshaun Watson return to Houston, that John loves the Browns and Deshaun Watson. He definitely does. They ruled out David Njoku. Jets, likely without Michael Carter against the Vikings. Running back, not likely to play on Sunday. But Travis Etienne, good to go for the Lions. Steelers should have Najee Harris. And both quarterbacks in the Packers-Bears game off the injury report. Packers will have Aaron Rodgers. Bears will have Justin Fields.
Well, let's see if they can... let's see if they can actually tackle a mobile quarterback this week, because they could not do it last week.
Notre Dame quarterback Drew Pine entering the transfer portal after starting 10 games for the Fighting Irish this season. Well, tonight, the team that Notre Dame just lost to, USC, will take on Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. You'll see that on Fox from Las Vegas, 8:00 Eastern time.
I understand that's the business, but isn't that odd? Like, he started for Notre Dame. He's got 3 years left eligibility, and he's like, I'm out. Deuces. Obviously, they've recruited over him, but still, that just the whole thing is odd. And that's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Right, In the Bonus is the podcast. Download it. It'll be available as soon as we get to the top of the hour. It's got my NFL picks on it as well. Look, the basics of it are this with the Patriots. We knew it was going to be a bit of a jumbled mess, but it's how you react to those comments.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.